matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live.
Usually I do mean that. I never lie. I never say what a night to be alive, but inside I'm like, ugh. But tonight I really mean it because it's Friday, the weekend is here. I hope you guys have had a wonderful week, and I hope you are so happy about a wonderful weekend that awaits you guys here on Ash London Live. It's a Ticket Frenzy Friday. We have got so many free tickets to give away to amazing gigs. They are coming out of every orifice. Nile, Bastille and Kesha. If you want to win the Kesha tickets, register your details, ashlondonlive.com. For everything else, just listen out for the cue to call. And when we are feeling generous, we'll say, hey, dudes and dudettes, give us a call. Ticket Frenzy Friday is beginning. Plus, one of my favorite songwriters of all time is Ryan Tedder, the lead singer of One Republic. He wrote Halo for Beyonce. He's a freak of nature. And of course, One Republic, an amazing band. He calls through from his studio in LA in 2 hits time to tell us what he's been working on, to talk about collaborating with Logic. But first, let's kick it off with one amazing little lady. And I mean little lady. She's tiny. We've met her a couple. She's shorter than Sexy Five, I even. That's very short. It is Ariana Grande. No tears left to cry. Happy Friday, beautiful humans. Hey, Ryan, how you going, matey?
Good, how you doing?
So, so good. What are you doing right now? Where are you? What's happening?
I'm in the studio, shock, surprise, putting, like, final touches on a couple new One Republic things that are coming out this summer, and wrapping up some Kygo stuff. We just did a couple days together yesterday and the day before, so...
Do you sleep? Are you a robot? Have you cloned yourself? What is this about, man?
I do have at least $200,000 of genetic enhancement injected into me every month. Every month.
It's better than spending it on Botox. At least this way you get more done and make your output even greater.
Yeah. I plan to die broke, but I have discovered the secret to 40 hours a day.
Well done. There you go. You've nailed it. Kygo, one of the most impressive, exciting producers on planet Earth. Do you guys just, is there just like a spiritual bond that exists? Because obviously this is not the first time you've worked with the guy.
He and I hit it off really quickly. And, you know, we performed at Coachella together this year, which was like one of the most, I've done Coachella maybe 3 or 4 times. That was by far the most fun I've had ever. And, you know, I was saying to him yesterday, because like we did like 4 songs, and like everybody else, every artist and producer, you write and write and write. You never quite know which song is ultimately going to raise its hand the highest. I mean, sometimes you know, but then you might change your mind, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we do a bunch, and like half the songs we do, I want to keep for One Republic. And he's probably the only writer or producer, or let's say he's the only other artist I've worked with where I want to keep a lot of the material that we do.
Wow.
So he and I are kindred. We're very similar. We want the type of lyrics that we're attracted to are very similar, and just concepts. So yeah, he's dope.
I love that. At what point do you know? Because like, I love that you just said you never know what song's going to kind of raise its hands up. Because I love that. Because I assume that someone like you, who's so prolific, would have it down to a fine art and would have this kind of, they've got it down pat. As soon as you start, you know if you've run to a winner or not. I love that there's still a kind of a magic about what you do, and it's not always in your hands.
No, there's still a magic. I mean, look, the guys like me maybe guess, have a little better guess, if that makes sense. Or I always use sports analogies, but I think it's a better analogy. So like for cricket or baseball or whatever, like, you know, everybody who's writing and artists that are putting out material and songs, we all have batting averages. Guys who have a lot of hits, like Calvin Harris, just have higher batting averages. There's so much material. There's so many songs, so many artists putting out records that the fear that every artist has, or what everybody thinks about, is like, okay, which one am I really going to put out and go hard after? Yeah. Because it's, you know, it's just, you never know. You never want to bet on the wrong horse. So you're always trying to artists are changing their mind all the time.
Being someone like you who spends so much time creating and in the studio, but of course, just like the rest of us, you're a music fan. You want to be listening to new music. You want to be constantly getting inspired and just enjoying music.
Yes.
How do you find time to do that? And how do you actually just strip it back to Ryan, the music fan, listening and discovering music?
A lot of times, like, I mean, I hate to sound like, you know, cliche, but I find a lot of discovery on Instagram, a lot of new artists.
Awesome.
A lot of, there's people that I'm friends with that, like, I know have their ears to the ground that are going to hear the newest, hottest stuff before anybody else does. I follow them. I read blogs. I've signed a bunch of songwriters in the last 6 or 7 years, and I have a couple of them at my studio compound every day. They're here like five, 6 days a week, and they're like 22, 21. So they're super young, and if I haven't already heard it, then they're turning me on to it because they have more time in their day than I do. But I still try to find time to listen to new music, and just like anybody else, well, like when Childish Gambino drops, that music video, I knew like 5 minutes after it came out, everybody was texting me, "You gotta watch the Childish Gambino video."
I love that.
You know, so,
even though you are Ryan Tedder, I love that. Like in those epic moments, those kind of milestone moments for music fans that occur throughout the year, we're one in the same when that happens. Like I'm the same as you, the same as the Uber 100%. Driver who's huddled around their phone watching This Is America.
100%. And look, the next Amy Winehouse that comes out, I'm going to be freaking out about her as much as you guys in every country. We'll all be freaking out together. I think the only difference now with social media and Instagram and, you know, all that stuff and streaming, everybody's so attention deficit that the only major difference is that, like, you know, something blows up and everybody's freaking out about it and loving it for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my God, do you remember that Childish Gambino video? It's like, I think I do, you know.
Stick around for part two of my chat with the awesome Ryan Tedder. In the meantime, let's get his latest track on the air with his band One Republic and Rapalogic. This is Start Again on Ash London Live. This Start Again video, from what I can see from the pictures, it looks like super apocalyptic, man. I'm really excited to see this. Can we get a little teaser?
It is. It's super apocalyptic. It's coming really soon. I actually went, after I get off the phone, I have to actually watch it and approve it and make edits and comments and all that stuff. It's super apocalyptic. We shot it with the same guy that we did Counting Stars with, and he doesn't do music videos anymore. He does like TV and commercials and film. We had to yank him out back into our land for a minute and shoot that video, and we're shooting another, or I'm shooting another video like in a, I think like in a few weeks. I mean, we have a lot of new material coming like throughout the summer and into the autumn and into next year. By the end of the Native album, which had Counting Stars and, you know, Something I Need and a bunch of other songs on it, we had been going nonstop for 9 years at that point, 9 years straight, and hadn't been home. I hadn't been home, I realized, more than 3 weeks straight in over 6 years.
No, dude.
And yeah, that's a true story. So, I mean, we had the travel life of like Diplo and like DJs that just go nonstop.
Yeah.
We were just never home. So we took a good chunk of time off for the first time ever. And for the first time now, we're like, you know what? Let's start putting music out again. Let's do it. We love what we do. Let's go at it. Let's go hard. And
awesome.
So yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming, and the Start Again video is just the beginning.
Can't wait. I'm excited because I know you're about to go on tour with Zach Brown Band, and I was like, what if this means it's going to be like another 6 months before we get some more singles, or we hear about this album?
No,
so
won't.
I'm glad. Okay, it's not gonna happen. Good.
Lots of material coming, and,
awesome.
And I'm also featuring on a couple songs with other artists and DJs. There's just a lot of, I'm ready to like start, like, you know, actively putting music out and
awesome.
Not just writing songs for other people.
The hustle does not stop. I want to talk quickly about Logic before we go, because I've spoken to Logic a couple times before. And this guy is just like super authentic, super straight up, no bullshit. And I kind of get the vibe that, you know, you are of a similar elk. At what point did you decide that this collaboration was going to happen? Did the song exist and he came on, or did you meet one night and go, let's do something? Or was it the soundtrack? Talk to me.
So how it happened, we ended up doing like 3 songs. And including, I'm singing on another record with him that is one of my favorite songs I've ever written or sung on, that I will say is also coming. I can't say what it is or talk any more about it, but it's crazy. And it's his record. It's not Wonder Public.
Sick.
I was on tour before 1-800 blew up. It was like, it had just come out. Nobody knew if it was going to really be the smash that it became. But I had loved him as a rapper, and a mutual friend of ours, a guy that just knows him, who I've known for like 13 years, who's an A&R guy, just said, hey, you guys should connect. There's this song, Start Again, and I had already sung on it and sung part of it and written it. And, I collaborated with a couple. I did that song, Start Again, with the guy that wrote and produced See You Again.
Oh, cool.
The Wiz Khalifa Charlie record, and he also did Airplanes, like the Hayley Williams record from like ages ago. Yeah, so anyway, we had already had like a rough demo of it. Without me knowing, Logic had heard it, and his manager heard it and just loved it, and he said, this is the type of lyric and the type of message that I want to spread.
So good.
He's like, One Republic lyrics are the type of messages that I'm, that I'm down with.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I want to jump on the record, and then maybe we should get together and do some more songs, and that's what happened.
So great. It's so awesome. And the song is awesome. We're loving playing it every night.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
thank you.
It's so great to hear you just so keen to be getting back into it and making new stuff and so hungry still after all these years and so much success. So good on you, Ryan. We can't wait to hear new music. And stay safe, all right?
Thank you. I will do. Cheers. Thanks so much.
See it, hear it, live it, and breathe it. Online now, ashlondonlive.com.